Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Otis Miller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willsie Moore. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willsie Moore. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Sweeney moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rothrock scores. Sweeney moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive towards third. Pickering reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Willsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Rip Collins now pitching. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Webb scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rein. Goslin moves to second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and has Goslin trapped. There's the throw to Miller and over to Pickering, who tags Gosselin for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore bunts towards first. Burns fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Melillo covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field. Gosselin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gosselin. Sweeney moves to second. Hal Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ryan for the out. Sweeney moves to third. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Levy. Sweeney scores. Webb moves to third. Miller moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Webb scores. Miller moves to third. Pickering moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Rip Collins. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 2 in the game. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Wilson Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rhine hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 2 in the game. Betancourt hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kimsey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 3 in the game. Schulte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 3 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. Melillo scores. Goslin moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Goslin moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 3 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Earl McNeely pinch runs for Larry Betancourt. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.